Welcome to the Gospel Road. We are going to look at Ecclesiastes 8. It says, "Who is like the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his countenance is changed. Keep the king's command, and because of your sacred oath, be not dismayed. Go from his presence. Do not delay when the matter is unpleasant, for he does whatever he pleases. For the word of the king is supreme, and who may say to him, 'What are you doing?' He who obeys a command will meet no harm, and the mind of a wise man will know the time and way. For every matter has its time and way, although man's troubles lies heavy upon him, for he does not know what is to be, for who can tell him how it will be? No man has power to retain the spirit or authority over the day of death. There is no discharge from war, nor will wickedness deliver those who are given to it. All this I observe while applying my mind to all that is done under the sun, while man lords it over man to his hurt. Then I saw the wicked burned. They used to go in and out of the holy place and were praised in the city where they had done such things. This is also vanity, because sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily. The heart of the sons of men is fully set to do evil. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and prolongs his life, yet I know that it will be well with those who fear God, because they fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, neither will he prolong his days like a shadow, because he does not fear before God. There is a vanity which takes place on earth, that there are righteous men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked, and there are wicked men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous. I said that this is also vanity, and I commend enjoyment for a man who has no good thing under the sun but to eat and drink and enjoy himself. For this will go with him in his toil through the days of life which God gives under the sun, which I applied my mind to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done on earth, how neither day nor night one's eyes see sleep. Then I saw all the work of God, that man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. However much men may toil in seeking, he will not find it, even though a wise man claims to know it. He cannot find it out." Ecclesiastes 8. Enjoyment, obeying, good, bad. You know, we see that every day, right? We see it on TV, TV shows that we watch, movies that we see. The fight of good versus evil. We probably even feel it at work every day, right? That fight of good versus evil. You feel that you're good and your boss is evil. How many times are we asked to do something that makes no sense, or you're not comfortable with? I can say that's happened to me many times. It says here to obey without consequence, right? That's the heavenly consequence. Because you were just doing as you were told. Now, there are the other pieces of the ethical, the moral consequences. You know, how are you going to feel about yourself doing something that you do not agree with? Unfortunately, there can be worldly consequences as well. Doesn't matter if you did it because you were told to do it. If it was wrong, it was wrong, and you can get in trouble. You can even get fired from your job because they'll use you as the scapegoat. Well, they did it. You know, way to cover their rear. Again, evil and good. A lot of times we see bad people be bad for so long, and yeah, they could end up living a long life. We don't always consider that fair or see it fair, where we'll see a very good person who ends up passing early. Then we see life being unfair. The thing is, life is life. Our time is our time. But we have to understand the differences of what we need to do. We need to understand that difference between good and evil, which most of us do. We learn that at a very young age just by getting in trouble half the time. Or if you have any kind of sense, you know, when you think, when you use your mind, you'll see that doesn't seem right. You know, a lot of times those that are doing bad things, it doesn't end quickly for them. I mean, we even see that on the news, people that have been doing bad things for years. And it takes a while for them to catch up with them. Al Capone, they knew, but they couldn't prove anything. It wasn't until they got him on tax evasion. And how many years later was that, after he'd already been doing what he did? We just need to realize what it is that we are doing, how we are doing it. Are we listening and obeying to our bosses? I mean, that has happened to me. There was something that happened at work, and this was a few years ago, that they were wanting something to be put on the air, you know, put over the radio. And with the station that we were, it was something that we needed to stay clearly away from because it could have been a loss of license. It could have really got us in trouble. And I will be honest, I did not obey. I could have easily been fired for being insubordinate, but I also was trying to protect them. I believe they got someone else to put it on. In fact, I know they did. I did not want to know anything about it. At least then I had deniability. So, there's that. The part of the deniability is I can't be there 24/7. I can't always see what's going on, so we'll say there's a good piece of that for me, that I was okay, right? But this is where it comes into, who are you as a person? How do you act and react in life? Since then, I've learned a lot of things about the one who forced me to do that. From what I'm hearing, not a lot of nice choices. And a lot of choices were made that could have got them in trouble. But nothing's ever happened to them. Somehow they've always been saved. They've gotten out of it. They've not had to deal with any consequences to their actions because somehow someone got them out of it. It says, because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the sons of men is fully set to do evil. See, if you are not being held accountable, you'll just continually do it because you see nothing wrong with it until somehow your eyes open. But you're taking that chance that person's eyes will never open because they've held no consequence. It's a real fine line that we have to be careful with and watch. Now, again, following the king, holding out his orders, just doing what he said, God says that you're following orders, right? We're not going to hold that against you. You are being a good person, doing what you were told. This is one of those very fine lines that we have to live in life every day. It's hard. I'll be honest, it is very hard. You know, we're to come under authority and listen to those that are in charge. But I really have an issue that if it's something I'm fully against, I can't do it. I can't force myself. If I'm not comfortable with it, I will have a problem doing that. By not being comfortable with it, if I did, because I'll be honest, I have before. And I couldn't shake it. I couldn't let it go. I felt bad about me because of what I did. I'm tired of feeling bad about me. And just after a while, it just gets tiring. Life isn't easy. We need to be aware of what we're doing and how we are dealing with others. Trying to be the best that we can, right? Because that's always the goal. Some people really, it feels like it holds us back. They're trying to hold us back, so we're not able to be any better. I wish life was so much easier. I wish there was so much that we weren't having to deal with in life, so much that we weren't seeing on TV that was driving us absolutely insane. Wish we could all just easily just get along, right? And we're having so many issues and problems with getting along right now that it's almost like it's being forced, that there is a wedge being driven between us so we do not get along. It's what it feels like sometimes. Some people can't even have a conversation. That's why you hear the no politics or religion rules at home during holiday dinners at the bars, because nobody can actually have a conversation. They can't even debate. They just want to yell. They're not listening. 9 times out of 10, they're probably been drinking, so of course they're not going to be listening. That's including the holiday, the family gatherings at the holidays. But we need to listen. Not saying that you fall into whatever it is. You have to listen to those sides. It's just like watching the news, and I've said this many times again. You cannot take everything you see in there and just take it as gospel. You really need to dig to find the truth. Because in every news story, and I don't care which ones you listen to, they are going to give you an ounce of truth, and the rest of it is opinion, filler. So you've got to find those truth pieces to then weave them together to see what's actually going on. And it's not easy. But then you run into the people that will just take whatever said and it's true, and you can't even have a conversation with either one. I'll be honest, I cannot have conversations with either one most of the time, and it's not me, it's them getting on their soapbox and screaming. I'm like, I am not part of this anymore. You asked a question, I answered it. Respect me for my answer and move on. Or don't ask for my opinion. We are being led in so many different ways. We have to be responsible to know what's going on and use our mind to figure it out. The problem is, most of us are too lazy to do that. Just like doing a job. How many times do you work with somebody and they're doing it? I mean, it's getting done, but it's getting done half-assed, basically, right? Maybe not as good as it could be, but it's done. That's why you probably end up seeing recalls all the time, and things are failing because something wasn't done correctly, or whatever it is, quality control, or even putting it together. So it needs to get brought back in because it could hurt someone. We need to be more aware. We need to be better at being accountable, especially with ourselves, holding ourselves accountable, being better at trying to understand what's going on and not just taking things at face value, right? How's it go? Trust, but verify. It's hard to do anymore. I don't know that it's ever been easy to do, because if it was easy, then why was it written in a book 2,000 years ago, right? Thousand years ago. Depends on when the book was written. The book in the book. Am I confusing you yet? Trust but verify. Reagan said it a lot. Heard others say it a lot. And we need to remember that. You can't take it just the way it is, because it might not be 100%. And then it could be taking you down a rabbit hole that's not 100% true. Have a good week. Be better this week. Be the best that you can be, right? And sometimes being our best is just doing our best that week. Yesterday, for me, it's going to be doing my best just trying to move. Played golf yesterday, and yeah, I'm kind of feeling it. Not as bad as what I thought it would be, but it still kind of hurts. It happens. I haven't been out much this year. Those ages, those years are just slowly adding on, right? Ecclesiastes 8. How can it help you be that better person? How can it help you have that better life? How can it help you both professionally and personally just to be better, to do better every day? Being better today than yesterday. better tomorrow than today. Ecclesiastes 8. If you enjoyed this, be sure to share it on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, YouTube, all at My Buddy Jimmy. You can also find me at mybuddyjimmy.com. See the other things that I do, little videos, things that I share. I share all kinds of stuff. People always make comments and about how they love what I share, which I appreciate. It's funny, the videos that I do, when I see them on the different social media platforms, the ones that share them or the ones that favorite them, yeah, it's something I sure wasn't expecting, but I appreciate it so much. Also, whatever platform you're listening on, be sure to give me a rating. That always helps as well, too. Ecclesiastes 8. Be sure to check that out. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.